Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book, with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be interviewing Jeff Leeser from Leeser's Staff Alexander, a law firm in Tampa, Florida, where Jeff concentrates his practice on complex business and real estate litigation. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Seth. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. A couple of quick legal disclaimers before we start. Jeff is an attorney in the state of Florida. If you are not in the state of Florida, please seek counsel where you are. We are not giving away any legal advice on today's podcast. And a special thank you to financial advisor Robert Lehman, who connected us. Jeff, let's go back in time a little bit. What inspired you to go to law school in the first place?
When I was in high school, I read a book. It was an assigned book, and it was on constitutional law. And it would go case by case with these seminal constitutional cases, such as Miranda, and it would give you an introduction of the facts and the players, and then, you know, kind of almost a layman's introduction to the legal issues, since we were, I believe, sophomores in high school. But I just found it really fascinating. And between that and the fact that I kind of grew up, learning how to argue with my brother and other family members, and arguing kind of seemed to be commonplace and a way of life. It seemed to be not only interesting, but a good fit personality wise.
What class were you taking in high school that they had you read a constitutional law book? Do you remember?
That's a good question. I don't remember. It might have been like introduction to constitutional law something like that. I don't recall.
Okay. Well, that's fascinating. Yeah, certainly weren't given any of those in. I didn't have any constitutional law classes in my high school for sure. Right. So after you got out of law school, how did you pick the area of specialization that you're in now?
I kind of fell into it. So out of law school, I worked at a firm in Miami called Lidecker Diaz. And at that firm, we were representing multiple insurance companies and all different types of claims and matters. And I ended up from there working at a full service firm, a large 200 person firm in Florida that's actually no longer exists. It was called Rudin McCluskey, and they kind of fell victim, I think, in part to the real estate crash of 2008. But at that firm, I was doing a lot of business and real estate litigation. And it's just kind of what I was assigned. And I found it to be more interesting than some of the insurance work I was doing, or the idea of kind of representing plaintiffs in personal injury type matters. I just found it to be more meaningful, and that I could help not only my clients, but family members and friends who had issues in the business or real estate world. I felt like it would be a nice service to provide moving forward to my clients and people that I knew.
That makes a lot of sense. What areas of business law are you working on a regular basis?
So, yeah, in terms of business litigation, you know, a lot of our cases are breach of contract, partnership disputes when, you know, a partnership goes bad, non-compete agreements, usually representing the business owner who's enforcing the non-compete. You know, certainly there is kind of your run-of-the-mill collection actions and, you know, breach of promissory note or lending disputes, things of that nature. And occasionally we also do intellectual property litigation. So I would say probably the vast majority fall into those types of cases, but of course there are others as well.
Who is an ideal client for you?
An ideal client for me is probably an institutional client. They don't need to be a Fortune 500 company necessarily, but they're, you know, a large enough client that they can continuously send us repeat business, one. And two, they're a client who respects the value of an attorney's time. A client who understands that, you know, what we do is not, you know, I'm not making widgets here, and what I am offering is the value of my analysis and my skills in and outside of the courtroom to try to get you the best result possible. And that doesn't always happen overnight. So someone who respects that, someone who understands kind of the time management of a case, the natural course and the path of litigation, and someone who I could have a free flow of information with, but who will, they don't always have to take my advice, but will at least listen to my advice and understand why it's given and act accordingly.
Is there a particular size of business or a particular industry that you tend to work more in?
I would say that we tend to, for whatever reason, over the years, we've gravitated more to real estate owner, like real estate developers and real estate clients. So whether that's an owner of an apartment building or a shopping center or, a general contractor who is building out a multi-use complex, that the intersect of the legal and business and real estate issues are kind of where we really made our money, so to speak.
And what are some of the most common mistakes those types of businesses are making that, you know, they're leaning on you to help solve?
I mean, I think that regardless of the industry, especially if you're not a Fortune 500 company you're not big enough to have a legal department per se. So putting those people out of it, out of the answer to your question, the most common mistake is not investing in the legal services on the front end, like getting the attorney involved after the deal has gone bad or after the construction is off the rails or, you know, after your commercial tenant has breached the lease every which way, but sideways. It's not investing in the, not spending the money on the front end to make sure that contract is sound, that, you know, your rights are protected. Going to the lawyer only after a dumpster fire or at least the beginning of a fire is the biggest issue. I always explain to clients that front end legal services, it's like insurance. You're going to put all this time and money into this venture or effort or business. And oftentimes you have insurance for these things. Having a lawyer at the front end is the same thing. You're insuring against or mitigating against possible liability, possible risk, and so forth. So that to me is the biggest issue, not spending the money on the front end for the smaller or medium-sized companies.
Now, on a separate note, you are a reserve judge advocate in the U.S. Army JAG Corps, where you hold the rank of Major. You previously deployed to Iraq with the 1st Heavy Brigade Combat Team in the 1st Infantry Division, and you've prosecuted in criminal, Iraqi criminal trials. First of all, thank you for your service. And then second of all, how did the JAG Corps come about? And then how does that inform your practice now?
So the JAG Corps came about, I had always flirted with the idea of joining the military in some form or fashion. My great uncle, Jack Quinn, was a Marine, and he was kind of like a Marine's Marine.
That Jack Quinn, who was a senator in New York?
No, a different Jack Quinn. No, Jack okay. Quinn from Missouri, a wonderful man, kind of a Marine's Marine, like I said, and he served on the beaches of Okinawa, and he was injured. And I always just, you know, going back and going over to Uncle Jack's house around the holidays, I always really looked up to Uncle Jack. And so it kind of like just planted the seed in my young mind that I wanted to serve in some form or fashion. And I ultimately kind of tabled all that until after law school. And I found that the Army was one of the only, I think at the time it was the only branch where you could join as a reservist. You know, generally you need to do at least 4 years of active duty and then you switch to the reserve. So I was able to find an opportunity in the Army Reserve JAG Corps, where I could do 6 months of initial active duty training, and then I was a reserve soldier. And shortly after that initial entree into the military, I was deployed to Iraq, which was frankly probably one of the most, if not the most, meaningful and substantively rewarding things I've done with my law degree, to be prosecuting, as you said, the, you know, terrorist defendants in Iraqi courtrooms in order to keep those guys off the street, keep them away from U.S. troop, was just incredibly rewarding.
And then on the real estate side, are you working on the commercial side in relation to the business law practice?
Right. So we do, our real estate work is both commercial and residential. And there is often a lot of, a lot of segues, and a lot of the times the business and the real estate will kind of cross pollinate.
You've achieved an incredible amount of success. What's your biggest challenge now?
My biggest challenge is finding good people. You know, like I always kind of have tried to practice the mantra to hire slow, fire fast. And not that I relish firing anyone, but the main focus right now, of course, being on hiring and hiring the right people, finding people that are the right cultural fit, that are good lawyers or good, non-attorney employees. That is the biggest challenge. Because we want to hire slow, we want to hire the right people, we want to hire the best people. I also am a big proponent of hire smarter, you know, hire, especially as it relates to the attorneys, always try to hire people who are smarter than you. And it's hard to find, you know, it's hard to find people who kind of check all the boxes of what we're looking for here.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
I would say what I like best about what I'm doing is being able to put a client's mind at ease and solve a client's problem, whether it's a small mom and pop business or a solo entrepreneur or a large company that has, you know, a difficult opposing party and opposing attorney, and whether it's inside or outside of the courtroom. What I like is getting in there and doing the analysis, doing the deep dive, and creatively coming to a solution for the client that puts the conflict or the issue behind them so they can kind of move on with their life and focus on what's most important to them.
How do you get the word out about what you do? How do clients find you?
Well, this certainly helps, and I appreciate the opportunity. Anytime there's an opportunity to appear and speak at any conference, I certainly jump at that. I will occasionally write articles. We are very active online. We are very active in the community. My wife is actually one of my law partners, Gata Scaff, and she's from Tampa. And I think she knows pretty much everyone in town, it seems. So just staying on people's radar. This past weekend was the Gasparilla Music Festival here in Tampa, which is a 3-day music festival. And, you know, we probably saw 50 people or probably more that we knew. And so just getting out in the community is a huge thing, right? Just I coach Little League baseball, like just the opportunity just to, you know, talk to these fellow parents. These fellow parents are business owners and operators, and you never know when someone's going to have a legal issue and think, oh, I just saw Jeff yesterday at the Little League field. And I mean, I can't tell you how many times people pick up the phone because I just ran into them the day before. So just being out and about is, you know, I feel like the majority of marketing.
All right. Well, we certainly hope this helps you get out and about more. For our folks who are watching and listening and want to learn more, where is the best place for them to go to learn more about you?
Leeserscaff.com, which is LeeserScaff.com.
All right. We will send everybody there. This has been Seth Green with Jeff Leeser. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Seth. I appreciate it.
Thanks to everybody for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time. Thanks again to Robert Lehman, financial advisor, for the introduction. And thanks again to Jeff.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.